This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Afghan forces battled on Monday to stop a first major city from falling to the Taliban as the United States and Britain accused the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town they recently captured near the Pakistan border. Taliban fighters assaulted at least three provincial capitals overnight, Lashkargah, Kandahar, and Herat, after a weekend of heavy fighting saw thousands of civilians flee the advancing militants. The war has intensified since early May, with the insurgents capitalizing on the final stages of the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces after almost 20 years. President Ashraf Ghani has blamed Washington for the deteriorating security, telling Parliament that the reason the country is in turmoil is that the decision to withdraw foreign forces was made abruptly. Ghani said he had warned Washington that the withdrawal would have consequences. His comments came as Washington said that in light of the increased violence, it will take in thousands more Afghan refugees, including those who worked with the United States. Washington has already started evacuating thousands of interpreters and their families who worked with the U.S. military and embassy over the past two decades. And the United States and Britain said Monday that the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of both Washington and London said in separate tweets the murders must be investigated and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible be held accountable. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lebanon's newly designated Prime Minister Najib Mikati said on Monday a cabinet lineup would not be announced by midweek to coincide with the anniversary of the deadly Beirut port blast. The government of Hassan Diab, who is still caretaker prime minister, resigned en masse days after the August 4th explosion that killed more than 200 people last year. Mikati said he had hoped to clinch a deal before the anniversary of the explosion, but media reports said Lebanon's political parties are still bickering over portfolios in much the same way that has blocked a new government over the past year. Iran's foreign ministry said Monday it will respond promptly to any threat against its security after the United States, Israel, and Britain blamed Tehran for an attack on an Israeli-managed tanker off the coast of Oman. Tehran has denied any involvement in the suspected drone attack on Thursday, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. The United States and Britain said Sunday they would work with their allies to respond to the attack on the Mercer Street, a Liberian-flagged, Japanese-owned petroleum product tanker managed by an Israeli-owned company. Britain summoned the Iranian ambassador on Monday. Later, Iran summoned the British Chargé d'Affaires and Romania's top envoy in Tehran over their country's accusations against the Islamic Republic, according to Iran's semi-official Fars news agency. A well-known Hong Kong pop singer and pro-democracy proponent were arrested Monday for performing songs at a political rally held 3 years ago. Hong Kong's Anti-Corruption Commission said Anthony Wong urged attendees at the rally to vote for a pro-democracy candidate. The candidate, who won, was also charged for promoting the show and saying Wong would perform. He has been in jail since March on other charges. The Anti-Corruption Commission said that providing refreshments and entertainment at a political rally was, quote, corrupt conduct and a serious offense. Wong, who is 59, was later released on bail. He's made no comment. He's expected to appear in court on Thursday. And the European Union said an effort to repatriate a Belarusian athlete from the Tokyo Olympics was further evidence of brutal repression by President Alexander Lukashenko. It said it welcomed Poland's decision to grant Kristina Szymanowska, a sprinter, humanitarian visa. A spokeswoman for the EU foreign policy chief said the attempt to forcibly repatriate her against her will does not respect any Olympic truce. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.